Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 150 of Takeaway Trivia. I'm Leon, your pub quiz master from Hereford, UK. This is your pub quiz in a podcast. Pretty much going to get straight into it this week. Just two shout outs for you. Hello to Lewis, who says, we're messaging from Wellington, New Zealand. Huge fans of the Takeaway Trivia podcast. Could I possibly get a shout out for my friends Swaz, Winch, T-Bone and Aria? We listen after uni every day. See, now, I work in radio and I'm used to texts coming in trying to trip me up, getting me to say silly things like Toblerone and Teresa Green on the radio. So I've read and reread those names. I think they're genuine. But yeah, Swaz, Winch, T-Bone and Aria, hello. And thank you, Lewis, for getting in touch. Caitlin Murphy says, hello, my husband Costa is a huge fan of your podcast and listens in the car all the time. I'm wondering if you could give him a shout out for his birthday, which is today, day of release of this podcast, January the 30th. So Costa, happy birthday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And Caitlin, good to hear from you. Pleasure to do a shout out for you. Right, so four rounds of trivia coming your way this week, including the final fling. We'll be playing Clued Up, Wipeout returns, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Let's jump straight into it. Round one is general knowledge, of course. And question number one this week, who plays the rogue agent 006 in the 90s Bond film GoldenEye? Number one, who plays the rogue agent 006 in the 90s Bond film GoldenEye? Number two, as a superstition, what did Bjorn Borg always refuse to do during the Wimbledon tennis tournament? Number two, as a superstition, what did Bjorn Borg always refuse to do during Wimbledon? Number three, which European country is home to roughly 188,000 lakes? Number three, which European country is home to roughly 188,000 lakes? Number four, a comma with a full stop above it is called a what? Question 4. A comma with a full stop above it is called a what? Number 5. What was the name of King Arthur's sword? Question 5. What is the name of King Arthur's sword? 6. Who is the creator of Family Guy? Question 6. Who is the creator of Family Guy? Number 7. Which organ is particularly affected by hepatitis? Number 7. Which organ is particularly affected by hepatitis? Number 8. In music, what term is used to denote a gradual increase in loudness in a piece of music? So number 8, what term is used to denote a gradual increase in the loudness of a piece of music? Number 9, sinology refers to the study of the philosophy, culture, and history of which country? Number 9, sinology refers to the study of the philosophy, culture, and history of which country? And question number 10. When did Christopher Columbus discover America? Was it 1392 or 1492? Number 10. When did Christopher Columbus discover America? 1392 or 1492? That's your 10 questions for round one. No answers just yet. We're going to go straight into round number two. I'll have the answers for you in about 5 minutes. And so we move on to round number two. This week, it's another 10 questions of general knowledge. However, there is a twist in the tale. Yes, if you get just one wrong on this round, you have to score yourself zero because you wipe out your scores. Scary stuff, hey? You are allowed to pass by leaving an answer blank. Let's be careful how we go. Question one, in Wipeout, in which country would you typically eat a bratwurst? Number one, in which country would you typically eat a bratwurst? Number two, what is telesphobia the fear of? Question number two, what is telesphobia the fear of? Number three, what is the only letter of the alphabet which does not appear in any of the names of the 50 American states? Number three, what is the only letter of the alphabet which does not appear in any of the names of the 50 American states? Number four, which band's 1981 debut album was called Boy? Number four, which band's 1981 debut album was called Boy? Number five, in which city would you find Tiananmen Square? Question five, in which city would you find Tiananmen Square? Don't forget, this is a wipeout round. If you get just one wrong, you have to score yourself zero for the whole round. But don't forget, you can pass by leaving your answer blank. Number six, what was the name of the butler in Downton Abbey? Number six, what was the name of the butler in the TV series Downton Abbey? Number seven, in which Shakespeare play does the phrase to be or not to be appear? Number seven, in which Shakespeare play does the phrase to be or not to be appear? Number eight, Devril's Apron and Purple Lava are types of what? Number eight, Devil's Apron and Purple Lava, that's L-A-V-E-R, are types of what? Number nine, what is the main metal in pewter? Question nine, what is the main metal found in pewter? And number 10, which is older, Stonehenge or the Colosseum? Number 10, which is older, Stonehenge found in the UK or the Colosseum in Rome? Double check your answers because I'd hate for you to wipe out just on a sort of silly little mistake. And let's go back and look at the answers to general knowledge. Number one, who plays the rogue agent 006 in the 90s Bond film GoldenEye? Sean Bean. Hands up, who's been playing GoldenEye this weekend? It was re-released on Xbox and Switch, of course. Taking me straight back to my teenage years. Although, the rose-tinted glasses, when you take them off, it's not quite as great as you remember, is it? But I'm still enjoying playing it. Number two, as a superstition, what did Bjorn Borg always refuse to do during Wimbledon? Shave. Number three, which European country is home to roughly 188,000 lakes? Finland. Number four, a comma with a full stop above it is called a what? A semicolon. Number five, what is the name of King Arthur's sword? Excalibur. Number six, who's the creator of Family Guy? Seth MacFarlane. Also creator of The Orville, of course, great show. Number seven, which organ is particularly affected by hepatitis? The liver. Number eight, in music, what term is used to denote a gradual increase in the loudness of music? The crescendo. Number nine, sinology refers to the study of the philosophy, culture, and history of which country? China. And number 10, when did Christopher Columbus discover America? 1492. Let's move on to round three. For round number three, I'm inviting you to suss out the mystery identity of a top secret celebrity. I'm going to give you five clues to the identity of this person, and all you have to do is work out who they are. Clue number one is worth 10 points. Clue number two is worth 8 points, and we play all the way through until clue number five, which is worth just 2 points. Are you ready? This round relies on you being honest about when you guessed it correctly, so no cheating. Clue number one for 10 points. I was born in October 1952 to my mother, radio broadcaster Shirley Tamales. My father, Harold, was a major in the US Army. When young, I developed an interest in jazz music, and I have become an accomplished jazz pianist. Who am I? So clue number one for 10 points. I was born in October 1952 to my mother, radio broadcaster Shirley Tamales. My father, Harold, was a major in the US Army. When young, I developed an interest in jazz music, and I am an accomplished jazz pianist. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. I have a Jewish background with family ties to Russia. My family loved show business, and at the age of 17, I moved to New York to become an actor. I've appeared in the films The Tall Guy, Earth Girls Are Easy, and The Grand Budapest Hotel. Clue number two for 8 points. I have a Jewish background with family ties to Russia. My family loved show business, and at the age of 17, I moved to New York to become an actor. I've appeared in the films The Tall Guy, Earth Girls Are Easy, and The Grand Budapest Hotel. Who am I? Clue number three for 6 points. I was married to former co-star Gina Davis for 5 years. I have my own jazz band, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, and in the 1990s, I was the voice of Apple TV commercials. Can you work out the celebrity yet? Here's clue number three for 6 points. I was married to former co-star Gina Davis for 5 years. I have my own jazz band, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, and in the late 1990s, I was the voice of Apple on TV commercials. Who am I? Clue number four for 4 points. In 2017, I became the Grand Master in the Marvel Universe, appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Thor Ragnarok. I've also appeared in Friends, Will and Grace, and my own TV series on Disney Plus called The World According To. Clue number four for 4 points. In 2017, I became the Grand Master in the Marvel Universe, appearing in Guardians 2 and Thor Ragnarok. I also have appeared in Friends, Will and Grace, and my own TV series on Disney Plus called The World According To. And your final clue for 2 points. I am best known for my roles as Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park, David Levinson in Independence Day, and Seth Brundle in The Fly. Who am I? Clue number five for 2 points. I'm best known for my roles as Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park, David Levinson in Independence Day, and Seth Brundle in The Fly. Who am I? While you work that one out, let's return to wipe out the answers. Number one, in which country would you typically eat a bratwurst? Germany. Number two, what is telesphobia, the fear of being last? Number three, which is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in any of the names of the 50 American states? Q. Number four, which band's 1981 debut album was called Boy, U2? Five, in which city is Tiananmen Square, Beijing? Number six, what is the name of the butler in Downton Abbey, Mr. Carson? Number seven, in which Shakespeare play does the phrase to be or not to be appear? Hamlet. Number eight, Devil's Apron and Purple Lava are types of what? Seaweed. And number nine, what is the main metal in pewter? Tin. Number 10, which is older, Stonehenge or the Colosseum? Stonehenge. So how did you do? Include up loads of great clues there. Someone that's really into jazz, has a Jewish background, starred in The Tall Guy, Earth Girls Aren't Easy and The Grand Budapest Hotel, married to Gina Davis, appeared in the Marvel Universe, Thor Ragnarok, Friends, Will and Grace, and starred in Jurassic Park, Independence Day and The Fly. Who were we looking for? It's only the legend that is Jeff Goldblum. I could watch him all day. I just love his quirkiness. His documentary series, The World According To on Disney Plus, is a great watch. Go and check that out. Well done if you got it right. Okay, let's go into the final round, our final fling. 15 questions now of trickier trivia. It is the final fling and number one. David Beckham made his league debut on loan at which club? Number one, David Beckham made his league debut on loan at which club? Number two, which hormone is used in the treatment of diabetes? Number two, which hormone is used in the treatment of diabetes? Number three, what is Donald Trump's middle name? Question three, what is Donald Trump's middle name? Number four, who is the only Englishman to take a hat-trick in an Ashes test in the 20th century? Number four, who is the only Englishman to take a hat-trick in an Ashes test in the 20th century? Number five, which item of equipment was made compulsory in British cars in 1927? Number five, what item of equipment was made compulsory in British cars in 1927? Number six, vulgar, improper, simple, complicated, proper and common are all types of what? Number six, vulgar, improper, simple, complicated, proper and common are all types of what? Number seven, which country lies between Libya and Algeria? Number seven, which country lies between Libya and Algeria? Number eight, by what name was children's author Mrs. Darrell Waters better known? Question eight, by what name was children's author Mrs. Darrell Waters better known? Number nine, which male duo had top 10 hits in 1988 with A Little Respect and Ship of Fools? Number nine, which male duo had top 10 hits in 1988 with A Little Respect and Ship of Fools? Number 10, which Simpsons catchphrase was the first to make the online Oxford English Dictionary? Number 10, which Simpsons catchphrase was the first to make the online Oxford English Dictionary? Question 11, at which British motor racing venue would you find Pilgrim's Drop? Number 11, at which British motor racing venue would you find Pilgrim's Drop? Number 12, what sort of biscuit shares its name with a holiday resort in the south of France? Number 12, what sort of biscuit shares its name with a holiday resort in the south of France? Number 3, the Mabinogion is a collection of legends from which European country? Number 13, the Mabinogion is a collection of legends from which European country? Number 14, which country has the internet domain .at? Number 14, which country has the internet domain .at? And number 15, how many top 5 hits did Elvis have on the UK singles chart in 2005? So number 15, how many top 5 hits did Elvis have on the UK singles chart back in 2005? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. A slight pause, and then we'll find out the answers. the answers then to the final fling. Number one, David Beckham made his league debut on loan at which club? Preston. Number two, which hormone is used in the treatment of diabetes? Insulin. Number three, what is Donald Trump's middle name? It's John. Number four, who is the only Englishman to make a hat-trick in an Ashes test in the 20th century? Darren Goff. Five, what item of equipment was made compulsory in British cars in 1927? The speedometer. Six, vulgar, improper, simple, complicated, proper, and common are all types of what? Fractions. Number seven, which country lies between Libya and Algeria? Tunisia. Eight, by what name was children's author Mrs. Darrell Waters better known? Enid Blyton. Nine, which male duo had top 10 hits in 1988 with A Little Respect and Ship of Fools? Erasure. 10, which Simpsons catchphrase was the first to make the online Oxford English Dictionary? Got to back off the mic for this one. Oh! Number 11, at which British motor racing venue would you find Pilgrim's Drop? Brands Hatch. Number 12, what sort of biscuit shares its name with a holiday resort in the south of France? Nice or Nice biscuits. Number 13, the Mabinogion is a collection of legends from which European country? Wales. 14, which country has the internet domain .at? Austria. And 15, how many top 5 hits did Elvis have on the UK singles chart back in 2005? Incredibly, 16 top 5 hits. It was all to do with the release of his sort of greatest hits album, Elvis Gold, I think it was called, and like a re-release of a load of his songs and that, and it just dominated the charts. Top stuff. Total up your scores. Well done if you're a quiz champion this week. If you haven't done so well this week, don't worry. More quizzing coming along at the same time next week. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster, and I will leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that white-faced capuchin monkeys greet each other by sticking their fingers up each other's noses? Well, I hope they trim their nails. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.